The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It came to my attention that something is happening for the first time a little later this week, and the four of us have no idea. Well, actually.
What are you talking about?
Have any of you traveled together before?
Yeah.
Sort of. Well, I mean, we've gone to the same place.
Oh, yeah, but not...
I was on a flight with Aaron. You, Tiak, and Aaron were together for one flight.
Okay, so on those flights, did you sit together? What time did you guys get to the airport? Did you have breakfast at the airport?
I literally don't remember with either flight.
That's bizarre to me.
Hack, do you remember?
I don't. So we've only been on one flight. It was just me. I've never flown with Slacker. I don't think.
No, you
no,
and
because
I...
you flew back with Tall Man.
Yeah, we were on a different flight. But us together, no, I don't think we sat together. But you,
you
were there.
You didn't?
No, yeah, we didn't.
Can you tell me why? That seems so. We're all traveling together later this week, and it's a little bit kept me up at night. Because I'm like, well, what's the vibe?
Erica,
do I get to the airport and go find him? And we maybe have a beverage together?
Not anymore.
And it's
what do
weird
you want
to
it
me.
To be like?
Oh my gosh, I want to hang out with you guys the whole time.
You want to middle seat it?
No. See, then I thought about the middle seat.
So that's where I will,
Aaron is middle
I'll take
seat.
It.
She's designated. She's as little.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
But there is also four of us. So are we going 3 and 1? Are we going 2 and 2?
If we're really getting into this, like on the air, I will happily sit with you. I think we would have fun. I don't want to sit anywhere near T-Hack. And I love him, but his attitude about travel... literally, I like this is not easy to say, and I probably shouldn't even say this.
Oh,
he pisses me off.
You won't even look him in the eye.
I won't, because he pisses me off. Like, I believe in, like, no, to be frank, so does Aaron. Because
she's
gonna
say, why
she's
is
another
getting
level.
All of the heat?
They have two different things they do that are so maddening.
But you've never traveled with me before, so now I'm worried. Am I also going to piss you off?
You're
and
right.
Are you just piss off?
What time do you got to get to the airport? If your flight's
I was wondering about this.
How many hours before your flight?
It's got to be at least an
hour
before.
That was a trick question. The number is 0 hours before your flight.
No, you got
to
be there an hour before boarding.
It doesn't have to be hours.
1 hour.
One
before
max.
Before boarding.
Sure.
Mostly because I want to get a beer.
We're going for such a short time that you're not, please, for the love of God, princess, tell me you're not checking.
Well, I'm bringing...
Oh, God!
The underseat thing so my dog can come.
I'm changing my flight. What?
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Swanson's not coming, though. I wish he could.
No.
No, I will not. I am a pro two-day traveler.
Okay.
One tiny little carry-on, one backpack or large bag.
Yep, okay.
That's it.
Okay, we can be friends. We can travel together. And you're like 90 minutes on the outside, and that's if you there was no traffic... You get to the airport. Aaron is like 5 hours. It's like, well, the flight is tomorrow, but it's almost tomorrow now. And you're like, what?
So that's what pisses you off about her.
It's not 5 hours.
It's insane. You cut and paste. She cut it.
Proving my point of what TSA says to do.
Well, TSA can shove it.
Yes. It's
that's
like
federal.
She did. Oh my God. You quiet.
Sorry.
I'll get to you.
No. Don't say sorry.
It's federal.
She cut and pasted the thing that says GSA guidelines recommend 2 to 3 hours before your flight. Right. It's like, for whom? That's so dumb.
3 hours is like, if you're checking a bag, you don't have pre-check, you're also gonna pack gallons and gallons of liquids in your bags. And by the way, you probably have a hip replacement, so you've got metal in
you. All that. If you don't have those things, I can hit security 30 minutes before boarding and be walking on straight onto the plane. Just like, da, 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 da.
Do you get no joy out of sitting in the airport?
I get some now that like I have the Amex card and there is some joy. And like we are flying Southwest, which is C gates, which is where the Amex lounge is. Okay. So I can go in there and tear it up, which little joy, but it's still not worth getting there at errand time. It's like, this is the same month as I'm traveling. I should be out there. Like, it's so dumb.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a simple pleasure. I love getting to the airport 2 hours early and just sitting outside my gate and just chilling.
You don't even go into like a restaurant or a bar and like sit and have a meal.
It's so dumb. It drives me crazy.
If I'm going on vacation, especially if it's like with Dane, my fiance, we want to have a meal and a drink and like kind of kick off vacation at the airport.
Yes. I'm with that.
But you're not be doing anything?
No.
I'm sitting outside my gate.
With a book.
Yeah.
I respect it. Oh, hey, God. Hey, you shush. Now, why are you pissed at T-Hack?
Because he doesn't get it. He doesn't travel enough. So, like, we're flying that airline. We're, oh, my God, we're cattle. We can't pick our seat ahead of time. Yeah. So I have already thrown money at it so that when check-in time comes, I'm going to be A1 through 15 no matter what. And he is up my... What a waste. What,
who cares?
You're getting on the plane either way.
Thank you.
I don't want to be a middle seat. I don't want to be a middle seat. It is worth...
Hey, you're a tall man.
You're so...
It sucks no matter what.
No, it doesn't.
The aisle isn't good. The middle's not good. The window's not good.
The window's
amazing.
You can lay your head and rest.
The front of the plane is bumpy. The back of the plane is bumpy. It just doesn't matter.
Middle
I don't
seat
understand.
Is the worst.
I've seen my father-in-law set the timer and wait for... Now I can check in and he hits it and he's like, boarding group C. And he's like, he's all mad and stuff. And it's like... Who cares? And also,
care.
You did everything you could. You hit it the second you could do it, and you still got C. So
wait, that's why I wallet flog it.
It must not be real.
Right, but if you wallet flog it, if you say, I want business select or whatever they call it,
that's what it is on.
It's like business selector. Like, dude, it's worth it. Then I get there. You are like, you're going to be C94, and I don't care. I will wave to you, and you know what, buddy? I'm not going to save you a seat. Because if you respected business select, I would save you a seat. But now I want you to be a middle seat.
You would save me the aisle seat?
100%
no,
I would.
No,
yes,
you would save
I
me
would.
The middle. Or the, it's the
no,
same thing.
I would, no.
Erica, to answer your question, I don't think we're sitting next to each other.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.